Nil-għalkom għal kreativita bla konfini li huwa program fuq Campus FM organizzat mid-Dipartiment tal-Istorja tal-Arti fl-Università ta' Malta. Dan il-program ħaj jiddiskuti arti, riċerka fil-Dipartiment, kif ukoll avvenimenti kulturali li ser isseħħu fix-xhur li ġejjin. Jiena Audrey Rose Mizzi u ser kun qed nippreżenta dan il-programm flimkien ma' artisti, mużiċisti u studenti li qed jagħmlu riċerka fid-Dipartiment tal-Istorja tal-Arti.
Hello, welcome to today's program. Today you'll be with me, Nikki, again, and I'm joined here with Ray, Asha, and Sephora Baldacchino, who are two MA Fine Arts students within the Department of History of Art. And we will be discussing their course and what is involved in this research course, really. The MA Fine Arts was established a couple of years ago, 2015, by Dr. Giuseppe Schimbri-Bonacci, who is the course coordinator, and it was completely designed by him to incorporate the history of art, theory and criticism, and fine arts, which is something that wasn't offered before at the University of Malta. The first intake of students worked for 2 years very meticulously, and they're some of the most hardworking students I've ever seen. They dedicated their 24 hours to working on their assignments and their final projects, and they also at the very end produced an exhibition of their final project, which was an excellent exhibition. In fact, one of the pieces from this first intake of students is still exhibited at Citygate Valletta, Nola Tard's piece. This MA program then developed into a joint BA Fine Art and History of Art, so the Department of History of Art also opened up a strand for students who wanted to follow a fine arts course at the university, and this is accompanied by their historical and theoretical education. So they are given quite a well-rounded and comprehensive introduction into the discipline, which amalgamates these 2 points. Now, Sephora and Ray, who are here with us today, are the second group of students, because the MA in Fine Arts only opens every other year, and their course is now more research-based. Before it was a taught course, and they are now working much more independently. But it doesn't mean that they have any less work to do, as they can corroborate. So they have been working on, well, a number of assignments and projects, which Dr. Schimbri-Bonacci always gives them, so he keeps them on their toes.
Occupied.
Yes, he keeps all of us occupied. So he's also my PhD supervisor, and we know how that works. Even at BA level, he was always a very, very hands-on supervisor. But it's exactly what we need, because our field is a difficult one, a challenging one, and one that requires an extensive amount of knowledge, but also practical work. So, for example, working on the Imdina Biennale is one way of working on curatorial practice, exhibition logistics, exhibition coordination, project coordination, and all these aspects. But we're going to the Imdina Biennale later on in this discussion. For now, I'd like to focus on what Sephora and Ray have been working on since they started their course in October, right?
Yes, that's it.
Yes.
So I know, because I've been working with you, that you've been attending some history of art lectures. Mm-hmm. But I also know that you've been working on particular workshops.
Exactly. Well, the course is divided into two. We have some practical and some theory-based. The practical obviously takes most of our time.
Yes, as it should, right?
In as the it final should, scene, obviously.
I prefer the practical.
The practical is much more interesting, isn't
lectures?
It?
No, but...
Well, both of them are very important. I think, especially the contemporary lessons which we're having with you, Ms. Petroni, and Professor Camille Bonacci are really, really helping me to develop my skills more, because once you know, there's so many different styles, you know, minimalism, conceptual art.
Yes, right now we're covering contemporary art, so
exactly.
To put everyone in the picture, that's exactly what
it's contemporary art, so we're
right
saying
now.
19...
50s
on till today. I mean, if you don't know what's going on, you can't really apply it to your work.
Exactly.
And to
be honest, that's the whole point.
Exactly. So it's been really, really beneficial for me. In fact, it shows a lot of my work now, because now, before I used to deal with painting or drawing in a certain way, but since I know that there were so many different styles, it opens doors automatically, and you can, and my style is changing by the day.
Yes,
basically.
Exactly, and you have to know to create new things. But Ray, you're always very attentive in class, so you do enjoy the lectures.
Yes,
I do enjoy, and I really do. And once that I'm in here, before I came from MCAST, and before I never knew what contemporary art is. Now I started, even debating, because Giuseppe, you know how he is, and debate miaw, u jitħollok fil-font, fejn inti minar matrit, għat t-interessa ruħek, iktar, għax mux dik il-ħaxaħġa, kja xaħamil l-artist, immal xie xaħamila, u kifini, u jekkix, umbat għat nitħollok fil-font, tal-lum, jekkix arti, jew mish arti.
Essential questions.
Bis, qabel kont nagħmel ċertu xogħol, kwalità ta' xogħol. Illum kont libt fuq astratt u llum qed nerġa' mmur iktar mill-astratt li l-idea hija l-arti tiegħi qed nipprova wara li nispiċċa minnha.
That's good. I'm glad to hear both of you saying talking about your development and the fact that you're put in a position where you have to think all the time and self-reflect on what you do.
Exactly.
And this is something which when I spoke to the previous class of MA students, which they reiterated quite often, and I had spoken to all of them, and I remember speaking to the elder of the class, Noel and Clint, who had already, let's say, established themselves in a particular style and had worked in a particular way and exhibited quite often. And they said, well, once we follow this course, we are thrown into a completely new sphere of understanding our own art and understanding art in general. And they started to really think about what they were doing and how they were doing it. Mm-hmm. And they started to also indulge themselves further in research and in reading. And I'm really happy to see that this has continued. So when I met Clint recently, he was telling me about how he was reading about a particular aspect about contemporary art within the Mediterranean and its relationship with current global politics.
Yeah,
and all these troubling questions. And I saw that to be a real point of success with how Dr. Shkembir Bonacci designed the MA, because he wanted the students to really reflect on how they react to the world around them more than anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anything happening around us, okay? We don't have to talk just about the big narratives being discussed in the news today or in the media.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted them to see their practice as something that's integral to their own character and their own personality and how they think about their creative practice.
That's important to then apply it to yourself then, because then, I mean, contemporary art is so wide and vast that you have to apply it to your own skills and
knowledge.
And knowledge as well. And the way you practice and the way you paint is very personal. So then, I mean, it's so different. Even the way Ray paints and the way I paint is quite different, even if we do the same subject. But it's so interesting that when the style comes out, it creates such a wide creativity spectrum.
Yes.
And it's very interesting. Yes. However, it's true, before I started this MA, I was stuck because I was practicing pencil, I was practicing oil, but I was stuck.
Technique-wise.
But even knowledge-wise, I knew something about contemporary art, but if there's someone there has to be someone who is professional to explain it to you, such as you, Ms. Petroni, and Dr. Shkembir Bonacci, because we can't really understand it on your own.
To guide you.
Yes, so once you really understand what contemporary art is, you really appreciate it.
Yes, but you had also followed the History of Art course, right?
Exactly.
So your degree is in History of Art.
We haven't really touched so much on contemporary art, but here on the MA, which is basically full-on contemporary, and it is history-based, but it's more of a modern
direction.
As regards to history. So we're more focused on the modern rather than the the BA History of Art, which, by the way, was very helpful as well. I mean,
yeah, you need a solid grounding.
Yes, I mean, thank God I took the course. It really helped me a lot in my art, because once you understand the history, you know more about yourself, you know more about what's going on in the world. I think it's very beneficial, and I really do recommend anyone who would like to continue on the arts, and let no one discourage you from just following whatever you would like to achieve in life.
Mm-hmm. But you need to have a very, very solid grounding in history to be able to create something new, as you're
That's
saying.
It.
And this is something we spoke about yesterday in class, right? About how there's this detachment in contemporary art from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of artists who feel they don't need to have any sort of link with the past. And that is kind of a new ideological route that mm-hmm. developed then in the later 20th century. However, I think we now, from our 2017 position, are able to look back at these developments and see that, well, an absolute detachment from history is also a detachment from memory mm-hmm. and from the fact that we can evolve and we can create new things mm-hmm. rather than repeating things that have been done 100 times before.
That's
and
it.
Unfortunately, that does happen, where a lot of people think they are creating something new, but in fact they are just repeating
exactly
well empty copies of what already has been done, because it doesn't
have
the same weight.
That's why I really, really appreciate my 3-year BA course, because, I mean, with contemporary arts, basically anyone can be an artist, if you think about it. But
yes.
It's only the ones who really know what happened before that can create a good piece of contemporary art, because it's not just putting anything that you want in a museum. It also has have some kind of meaning. But if you don't know what happened before, maybe 50, 100, 500, 2000 years ago, how can you apply it to your art?
Yes.
So I find it really important for any artist to have a good background in history of art.
And to go back on a point we mentioned in class yesterday, which I found very interesting, was the debate on Chrétien's Loa monument, the ceramic monument.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we spoke a lot, of course, about the satirical discourse mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. went on about it, and all the very carnivalesque
yes.
spectacles that went on when the Pope arrived. And anyway, and all these silly
yes.
acts which happened. And those kind of stopped us from really understanding what Chrétien did. And
mm-hmm.
It's quite a fascinating piece in the sense that, okay, yes, it is a phallic symbol,
mm-hmm.
and we've established that. But rather than ridiculing it, why can't we understand how he brought back that Mediterranean culture through this particular symbol? And we mentioned aspects of Pompeii, about the phallic symbol and its proliferation
mm-hmm.
all over Pompeii, which, when they were discovered, as far as I know, some of them were actually hidden in Pompeii.
Yes.
So they were actually, you know, covered for these particular reasons, but of course that is not the case anymore.
Yes, yes.
So I'm not saying that phallic symbols only suffer their concealment in Malta alone. But these are things which appeared over and over again within Mediterranean culture, not just Pompeii. So the fact that Chrétien now has used ceramics and created this monument, which is, I do believe it is a beautiful monument,
yes,
and
well
returned to the symbol and returned to it through a contemporary route, is something which we do not speak about. Because of all the theatrics that went on,
exactly.
Right?
But I think that's why we need people to know more about what's happening in this time. There's a lack of knowledge what is happening in art, and people seeing this type of art as something as a disgrace or something.
Yes.
The Talmud, it starts from education from Mendo Adnazar. Jekk ma tgħallmux it-tfal ma tibdix tgħallimhom il-filosofija u l-arti li huma parti daw ħajqgħu jikbru ħajqgħu jgħixu fis-snin tal-istorja mill-istorja milli semgħu u l-istorja ħadqgħu tirrepeti ruha. Issa huwa mument li l-bniedem wasal f'ċertu estremità li bil-globalazzjoni li għaw, bil-internet, u da, l-lum kullħat jara u jitallem fi affarijiet ma konx tarhom u ma ssibhomx l-lum, u rridu nibdew, daw it-tfal l-lum qed jitgħallmu ta' bit-teknoloġi bil-affarijiet li għaw, jiġifieri mhux l-iskola biss qed tgħinhom. Imma sfortunatament, fl-epoka li qed ngħixu l-lum, għataw diki l-di, kem minnaħa tal-knisja u kem minnaħa tal-mentalita tal-bniedem li kif naraw xi ħaġa li maddoqx mix tal-istoria hija xi ħaġa ta' barra minnaw, hija xi ħaġa skrupluża jew sewda.
Yes, and then we react by turning to ridicule, which of course then makes it a joke out of a situation rather
exactly.
than enabling rather us than to understand.
Celebrating the idea of the artist.
And our own history, because of course what Christian did is also a part of our own history. We cannot negate that. Anyway, so can you, Sefar Andre, tell me a bit now on the practical workshops you've been working on?
There's so many.
they're rather exciting and rather
very exciting. In fact, it's very interesting because we were dealing with things which are out of our comfort zone, which, to be honest, at first I was a bit shocked, but now I'm really enjoying it, like full on happy about it. So we're dealing with digital arts. We're doing posters and comics, illustrations. We start off by doing some sketches, then we go on to Photoshop, which I'm really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Our teacher is Anthony Catania.
Yes.
Who's also going to be participating in the Biennale.
Yes. Anthony Catania was in the 2015 Imdina Biennale, and he'll be returning with a very exciting project, which I will not divulge here.
Surprise.
Exactly. to keep a bit of mystery and keep you on your toes. But he's such a wonderful artist, and he's very, very well read in the sphere that he works in, which is illustration.
Yeah.
And fairy tales,
mm-hmm.
right?
He's very, very
folk tales.
Very well.
Yes, he's a very exciting personality.
Folk,
he's very good. So another one.
We're doing printmaking, which is Mon Vassallo. Mm-hmm. Again, something very interesting, which I've always wanted to do. And we're working on mostly copper plates. So we polish them, we arrange them we cut the edges.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're using different techniques with acid and etching,
aquatints.
And where are these workshops held?
They're all held at the University of Malta. The printmaking is held in the parking lot at the university.
Yes.
The only one which is not held
at the
studio here in university is the workshops with Noel and Clint. However, come back with them.
Yes.
I can mention them.
Yes, yes.
With Noel, we're doing Dada.
So Noel and Clint, just to
to
explain
our two
MA fine arts students, mm-hmm. from the first course, which has graduated and have continued on within the department to work with the new mm-hmm. fine arts students on these workshops. So
we're dealing with Noel and Clint at the University of Malta in Valletta.
Mm-hmm.
The Valletta campus.
At the studio, the art
studio. At the studio. But no, as I said, we're doing with in the Dada movement,
mm-hmm.
which is, again, it's quite an interesting subject, especially if you need to be hands-on about it. It's very creative. And with Clint, we're dealing with memories.
We had a serial of memory. You know, videos.
Mm-hmm.
Who did this type of works. And now we have to make an exhibition, each of us, regarding the team memories.
Yes, we're having an exhibition where me, Ray and I are collaborating with the BA students, second years, who are also attending these two
workshops.
And we're going to do a collective exhibition. The date is going to be established soon. And it's going to be dealing with memories of each and every person. So every person will be dealing with a particular memory, and they would be creating an artwork out of it.
And in all media.
Any media. Mm. In fact, what's interesting is that Clint told us to, if you're an artist who likes to use pencil or who likes to use oil painting,
mm-hmm.
discard it and use something else. In fact, most of us are doing installations. It's very interesting. It's one of my first installations that I'll be dealing with, in fact.
Okay.
And it's interesting to see all different ideas that everyone can come up with. Some are using needlework, some are using statues, lighting, mm-hmm. shadows. It's quite interesting.
What are you doing, Gray? What media will you be working in?
I'm thinking if I'll be working on prints, maybe.
Prints?
I want to do something with prints, something different.
Mm-hmm.
Although painting is my line, or my lineate.
Most people come from that line, drawing, painting.
Yes, Moel. So Malta, it's the one we're mostly brought up with.
Yes, and in fact, I remember the previous MAs were also very much immersed in drawing and painting and a bit of sculpture. However, when they produced their final work for the exhibition, they all worked with installation, but they didn't discard their previous knowledge, so they managed to mix everything together quite well. Mm-hmm. So installation and public sculpture they worked with mostly. But they were some really fascinating pieces.
That's why it's so interesting, this course, because it really makes you think outside your creative zone. And
yes, yes.
You would discover these new skills that you never knew you had before.
Yes. And so what else are you working on? Who are you working with?
There is Antoine. We had a workshop with him.
Antoine Farrugia,
Antoine Farrugia, sculpture, stones. We picked the stone from the quarry. With a design, not a design. You see it. You see
a form
in it. What you like, and then with the same, the form of the stone, you try to design something for
something new.
Something new.
In fact, sculpture out of it.
Antoine works very organically with his forms and his materials. He creates some very beautiful work. So I understand the way he's teaching you with the way he himself works. And that was a very interesting workshop, which even the BA,
yes, the second years were came to.
I never touched a stone, and before I told him I prefer not to sculpt, but to build like clay,
yes.
You're building. But I hate sculpting, because
carving.
If you make carving, because when you make an error or something, it's broke or something, it's hard to...
It's very expressive as well.
To be concentrated on it. So when you do something wrong, you cannot get it back.
Yes.
Not like building, you do it and you
turn take off the plaster.
But I was very, very happy, and I was satisfied with it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I enjoyed it.
Yes.
There is still, I
good.
Did not finish
There's
it
There's also architecture. We're doing perspective with Antonio Malicone.
Yes.
Which is very interesting.
Very meticulous.
Very, very detailed. In fact, in what he to say, in this little capel, Ash.
No, he's really
he is
yes.
brilliant. Honestly, we're dealing with perspective. We got a painting from the Renaissance, and we're trying to create this. How do you say the plan?
The plan of it
from the painting,
the elevation. You know, the architects,
yes,
they
yes.
make the plan, and from the plan, they make the perspective.
Yes.
This is the other way around. From the perspective, we try to establish the plan.
However, doing it in 3D without a CAD,
which
is, again, something I've never really dealt with in so much detail. And with Malicone, every detail is important.
Detail.
So
every point, 0.391,
so
for the digit.
That's what makes it so perfect and special, though.
So your role is to identify what the artist would have started off with.
Exactly.
The grid.
That was one chapter, if you could say, because then we moved on to the St. John's School Cathedral, mm-hmm. and we were dealing with the perspective that Mattia Preti painted it on the vault.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there, we took measurements and we took photos, and with permission, of course, of St. John's School Cathedral. And we also reconstructed this plan of St. John's Cathedral and the vault with perspective. So we're dealing with the paintings and the figures, the architecture as well, and again, with the help of Malicone.
We are trying to establish how Mattia Preti did it on that vault, because you know it's not linear.
So when you have the
copy of it or the grid, he probably made some grids from there, but it has to be distorted when you make it on a plan. You see it on a plan, you see it distorted, but when the plan curve it, make it like a curve, like
yeah,
a vault,
the vault
then
ceiling, it's, of course, it
you have
sense.
To see it in the right way. You know?
Yes.
It's very, very,
it's very challenging.
It's very challenging.
So I know you had a workshop with Nicola Reed.
Yes.
Who came from London.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
She graduated with an MA in Fine Arts from Central St. Martin's College of Art Design in London. It was very interesting.
Yes.
She's very, very intelligent.
Yes. And I had met Nicola Reed when we worked on the 2015 Mdina Biennale, because she was one of the participating artists. And she exhibited a very interesting series of photographs which she took on her travels mm-hmm. in Ethiopia, etc. Very poignant pictures. They're very, very appealing, mm-hmm. very striking images. Mm-hmm. And those, and in fact, you can take a look at these on our website, www.mdinabiennale.com. There's a gallery which shows these works, and of course the works of all the other artists who participated in the previous edition. Mm-hmm. She would be returning for the 2017 edition to, well, I won't talk about her project, but she will be working in a different medium. She won't be going back to photography. And she's probably exhibiting some sort of installation. So, on to the Mdina Biennale once we're here. So we already mentioned that Anthony Catania and Nicola Reed will again be participating in the 2017 Biennale. Now, Sefor Andre, as part of your many, many practical tasks, as we've spoken about, and others which we haven't even had the time to mention, because there are so many things that you are working on, you will also be working on the let's say, logistics of the Mdina Biennale. So your practical work is also a bit more utilitarian in this respect, because you'll be there with the artists doing hands-on work, helping them with their installations, with hanging their pieces, problem solving on how to put everything together. So are you looking forward to this?
Yes, quite a lot. I think it's one of our first kind of curator role.
Yes,
but in a large scale.
Yes, so you'll be working with spaces, and that's extremely important to your practice, because obviously you can't just create the work, you have to know how to work with the particular space it's going to be exhibited in, which is something which artists have dealt with since the beginning of the history of art, even though today we seem to see these white cube galleries where you can just place any painting and hang any painting. But the Mdina Cathedral Museum, as you know, has its collection, and we have to work with the space and the collection.
Integrate with the collection.
Yes. So now we need to look at our projects and see how we're going to fit these in all together, how we're going to make them work organically, and of course, how we're going to think about those nitty-gritty questions on where we can place nails and where we cannot. Because, of course, the museum has just undergone certain renovations, and we cannot just stick nails into any wall.
That is a very old historic place.
So you can't just hang names whenever you want. Exactly. So, Sefor Andre, thank you very much for coming today. Thank you for talking about the MA Fine Arts program and the work you're doing, and of course your very, very obvious enthusiasm for your project.
I
really look forward to seeing your final year project, whenever that will be.
Yes.
And the exhibition. Thank you very
much.
Thank you. Wasanna fl-aħħar tal-programm Kreattività bla Konfini li huwa programm fuq Campus FM, organizzat mid-Dipartiment tal-Istorja tal-Arti fl-Università ta' Malta. Nixtiequ ninformaw l-udjenza tagħna li l-APS Mdina Cathedral Contemporary Art Biennale se jiġi mtella fil-Mużew tal-Katedra l-Mdina bejn it-13 ta' Novembru 2017 sas-7 ta' Jannar 2018. APS Bank huwa l-partner uffiċjali tal-Mdina Biennale. Għal aktar informazzjoni nħeġġukom tidħlu fuq is-sit elettroniku www.mdinabiennale.com. Grazzi tal-li naqattu magħna, niltaqgħu l-ġimgħa d-dieħla.